and Sanderson Lincoln Mercury are celebrating the May SUV sales event. And believe me, it's hot. Just in time for your fun-filled summer vacation, you can choose from a selection of 7 different SUVs. At Sanderson Ford, you'll find the Ford Escape, Explorer, Expedition, and Excursion. At Sanderson Lincoln Mercury, you'll find the Lincoln Navigator, the all-new Aviator, and the Mercury Mountaineer. Sanderson invites you to stop in, test drive the SUV that's right for you. During the May SUV sales event, you can take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months OAC, or get up to $4,000 cash back. Plus, as a Sanderson exclusive, you'll receive an additional $500 vacation bonus cash on any SUV. See dealer for details. It's the May SUV sales event going on now at Sanderson Lincoln Mercury, 2121 West Bell Road, just east of I-17. And at Sanderson Ford, 6400 North 51st Avenue, just north of Bethany Home Road.
News Radio 620 KTAR and Fulton Homes remind you that 2 seconds is too long to take your eyes off your kids around water. Have a safe summer from your friends at News Radio 620 KTAR and Fulton Homes.
Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hey, we're trying to edumacate you today on password do's and don'ts. If you missed any part of the show, we will have an audio archive posted. This week, we're going to start getting all the archives set up, so start visiting the website during the week if you missed any part of the show, and you should be able to hear bits and pieces. Of course, we have all the resources listed for creating strong passwords, as well as some worms that are out there that try to crack passwords, and so basically all kinds of suggestions on how you can have more gooder passwords.
That's right. Of course, those resources, as always, at datadoctors.com/radio.
Yeah, so like a good password would be more gooder, 6953284.
How did you know my password?
Ha ha!
But how do you spell more?
See?
Ha ha ha!
With two O's.
No, I spelled the O is a zero in mine.
Oh, see, now you're getting into some big time stuff here. All right, back to the phones. See if we can squeeze a few more in. How about Mickey? Hey, Mickey in Glendale.
Hey, wait a minute. That might be my uncle.
No, I don't think so.
No, it isn't.
No, this is one of those. Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine.
Oh,
you're on the line.
I was disappointed. I thought it was my long lost relative.
Hey, Mickey.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I've been trying for a long time to get a lower border in a Word project to print.
More border?
A lower.
A lower?
Yeah, the bottom line of a border.
Uh-huh.
And you cannot get it to print on an inkjet printer.
How close to the edge of the bottom of the page are you trying to go?
Well, it's a basic border all the way around.
Yes.
And when you are working with it in Word, it shows up. But when you go into print preview,
yes,
it doesn't. And, of course, it won't print.
So what you see is not what you get.
No.
I hate when that happens. Did you extend the margins of the page?
I did everything. I've even gone on to...
Yo, hang on, Mickey. Hang on.
Okay.
You clearly have not done everything.
Oh, I've tried it.
If you had done everything, you wouldn't be calling.
That's right.
Well, I've gone to the website for Microsoft for the Word.
If you reduce the border size...
I tried it.
And it still doesn't show up?
I've tried to position the border to the outer edge of the page.
Okay, no, hang on.
Is this a single-page document, or is it multiple page?
I've only tried it on one page.
Okay.
But I'm saying you've actually taken the border and set it up like really tiny somewhere on the page just to see if the border will print in any size.
What I've done is I've made a border around a paragraph or something like that, and of course it does.
Okay, I got an idea for you.
Okay,
I got an idea.
Go ahead.
You said Microsoft Word, right?
Right.
All right. Check this out.
I can take it and put it on a floppy, take it down to the community college where I'm taking a class.
And on their laser printer, it works
fine.
And
the laser printer will print it, but the inkjet will not.
Inkjets don't give you as much space to print because something has to hold that paper. And it's a little bit technical, but basically, here's a quick way. As long as your printer is properly defined in Windows,
uh-huh,
and you're doing something with one page only, what I would do is, within Windows, click on Print Preview.
Right.
Or within Word, I'm sorry, click on Print Preview.
I'm right
there.
And
then there's a Shrink to Fit button.
Under...
It should be at the top, and it's a little button, and if you hover your mouse over it, one of them will say Shrink to Fit. And what this does is it tries to take everything, and if your printer is set up correctly, meaning the right driver's in there, it will compensate knowing how much space it can't print for that border, and it should shrink it to fit properly and maximize the best it can to fit that page, keeping that border in there.
Yeah, sometimes that shrink to fit option is also in the printer properties.
No, it's under tools.
Okay, but I'm saying
it's right below the tools deal and the little.
Yeah, but you can also sometimes
shrink that document.
You can also sometimes tell the printer driver whatever I'm printing, make sure it's going to all of it will fit on the page.
Oh, tell the printer that.
And so that would be under when you're in Word. Again, you have the document up, click File and Print.
Uh huh.
And then let me see what our option is here. I'm
print properties.
There is something that says try to fit to page, something like that.
You got to go to properties.
Yeah.
Got to click on the properties of the printer.
Yeah.
And then look in the and now. The fun comes in when, if you're like on Windows XP and you don't have administrative access, or you may not.
I've got it, and I'm sitting there.
Okay.
Set up. Where you
want? What kind of printer is it? What brand?
I've got a brand new one. I thought that would help, but it isn't. I've got an all-in-one. It's a PSC 750.
It's a HP.
Yes.
Hewlett Packard.
Yes. That's the only printer I'll ever buy.
Unfortunately, time does not allow us to go through every single option on your computer.
Uh-huh.
So all we can do is give you those suggestions in those two areas so that you can explore those.
Okay.
Obviously, you can try... you said you can take this and put it on a floppy disk and prints fine on a laser printer, correct?
Right.
Okay. So it's definitely an issue with... it's a limitation.
I can draw the bottom line. If I want to physically draw
right.
it, I can draw it.
On the screen it shows it. But what's basically happening is the limitation of your printer. It's not allowing it to print that low. And so, you know, what you basically need to do is go into the page properties and adjust up the margin a little bit, or the what they might call the gutter that sits at the bottom of the document. You need to basically shrink that a little bit to allow the document not to take as much space.
I've done all of those. I've changed margins up yin-yang. And
okay, then shrink to fit's the only advice we have for you left.
Do you have colored markers?
Yeah, I'm about ready to.
Yeah, explore the shrink to fit on both in Word and in the printer driver. Play around with those.
Shrink to fit and then cross your fingers and hope.
Yeah, well, that's about it. That or you can spend a lot of time with the folks at Microsoft.
Oh, I've done that.
There's also some options you can play with. Look for the word scaling in there and try to make it scale to a smaller size paper than what you're actually using.
Smaller size. You can go a percentage of the paper that's in there. And that's usually right next to that shrink to fit as well.
Well, the most frustrating part is when you look at it, there's plenty of room.
Yes.
Well, the other thing is, are you trying to use Word to do, like, desktop publishing, like a newsletter or something like that?
Yes. It happened to pop up when I started to take a Word class over at the community college.
Yeah, see, Microsoft Word really was never intended to do these things, and that's why you have these problems. So
Microsoft Publisher is Microsoft's version of something that does exactly what you're trying to do and probably will get you a much better results.
A publisher, then.
Publisher.
Yes, ma'am.
That's more for this type of thing. Word is good for word processing, and that's about it.
Okay.
Unless you want to deal with these kinds of anomalies.
Word up.
No, I'm running out of hair.
All right, Mickey. The hairless Mickey from Glendale. Thanks for calling in. Or soon to be hairless. Or something.
We want to, of course, remind you again, the show brought to you by Extreme Internet for all your internet needs. Give the guys a call at 480-3684-NET. And, of course, as always, it's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney reminding you...
If it ain't broken, don't fix it.
That's right.
See y'all next week.
In a head-to-head comparison between the Lincoln Town Car and Cadillac DeVille, there were a few surprises.